It is time for the Berkshire Edge on air. You can find, of course, the Berkshire Edge online, theberkshireedge.com. Once again, with us we have, with any luck at all, David and Marcy. Are you both there?
I'm here,
David,
too. And
and welcome to spring, finally.
No, that way.
Let's call it
feels like spring.
Let's call it summer.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, no, let's not call it summer because you're still wearing a turtleneck.
But it still feels... It still feels like summer.
That's true.
Well, I'm in New York, and I couldn't go out without a coat yesterday. I carried it around all day, but I couldn't believe that it'd be warm enough for me to be out with a coat. So I brought it with me and carried it, but I never put it on.
Yeah, we were in New York yesterday. I walked a lot yesterday because it was just a beautiful day to walk.
Beautiful.
But it also had a nice breeze.
Yeah, there's a nice breeze, and there wasn't a lot of people on the streets for some reason.
It was the time of day, and it was Tuesday.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
Yep.
So anyways, well, let us get to what we have here to talk about today. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to a town meeting that was held in Great Barrington.
It hasn't been held yet.
It hasn't? All right.
No.
May
8th. This is the furor leading up to the Monday meeting, May 7th.
Well,
okay. May 7th.
So tell us a little bit about that, because the way it's written, it's...
we have the town meetings are taking place all over Massachusetts. Great Barrington's is on Monday evening, and it takes place at the high school. And it's where the townspeople gather to approve the budget for the next year and various kinds of authorizations in petitions that can be brought by citizens. And, you know, the town meeting is actually the government, and the select persons are it's the agents of that town meeting.
It's really wonderful. I mean, New England towns.
It's an old-fashioned way of doing things.
So everybody comes together. You vote on what's going to happen for the next year, and then the select board just implements and executes the will of the people.
Well, that's the great thing about select boards here in Connecticut. I know it's the same in Massachusetts. Some people say, "Oh, the selectmen control." They don't. Everything that is done in towns in New England. With the town meeting is it's presented to the public, and at that point, the public decides on whether to do it or not.
That's right, and often there are long arguments.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Long into the night, but in any case, we have, among other things, on this upcoming Great Barrington town meeting, a proposal to ban plastic water bottles. Of the sort that you know people take say a Poland Spring bottle and carry it with them, and a group of women from the Berkshire Women's Action Group have gotten together a petition saying that Great Barrington should not allow these bottles, which is adding to the pollution, plastic pollution worldwide, and instead have reusable containers and for water for people who need water, and it's caused quite a stir. And we have had lots of letters to the editor, and so it's going to be one of the more controversial. It's one of two pretty controversial.
Yeah, but you know what I find funny, and it's this is going to relate to your next story, because I find that this is becoming more controversial than the marijuana story.
Oh. Isn't that interesting? I think you're right. But you know, Great Barrington was the first town in this area, not the first town ever, to ban those single-use plastic bags that you get at supermarkets. And we did that 3 years ago. Is it 3 years, David? Three or 4 years ago already.
Three or 4 years ago. And people...
Huge controversy.
And now everybody just does it. You know, it's...
Right.
They bring their own reusable bags. And so that, you know, people do get used to it. But this is a little bit more of an intrusive measure, you might say, and it's banning a product that people that merchants you know, like to sell. And but you know, these people who are behind this proposal have gotten 40 or so businesses to sign on to it. So maybe the time has come where people are so alarmed by the plight of the oceans, which there are these huge garbage patches of floating bottles and plastic debris, that maybe they've said, okay, it's time to rethink how the stuff in our daily life. In fact, Concord, Mass. Has already done this.
Big example, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let us move on to the marijuana story, because once again, people are. This sounds crazy. People are waiting now that marijuana was legalized in Massachusetts for the retailing of it. But to have the retailing of it, you also need the manufacturing of it.
Oh yes. Well, Barrington, the select board and the planning board are arguing over where. Who's kind of has authority over the siting of these cultivation centers, and the select board, the planning board says it's a measure of just simple zoning regulations, and the select board says no, it's not just that. It's like, what does the neighborhood actually? Does the neighborhood really want this? You know, to be next to a facility with you know, razor wire around it and lights on, and so it becomes, it's kind of more of an industrial operation than a New England farm, you might say. So they're arguing over this, over where these marijuana growing facilities can be. That also is going to be a big debate at town meeting too. So it's going to be quite interesting.
You see this still taking several more months for it all to work out and shake out?
Well, the town is going to pass this bylaw or not on where such facilities might be.
Okay.
And then it'll be either, you know, resolved at the town meeting, or it'll be another year.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. So, I'm sorry, folks out there. If you're waiting to cross that state line, you have to wait.
Right.
But David, isn't it correct that it's not a question of state line? It's just a question of local jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be other places in the state where these local. This local decision won't apply.
I was going to say, can stores open up in Great Barrington that get their supply of marijuana from elsewhere in the state?
Yes. There is a, for example, there's a wellness, there is already one. There's a wellness center that sells medical marijuana already open. And it's out next to the out on the west, out of north of town, and people, the marijuana there is trucked in, and it's grown in the eastern part of the state at a big facility. So it isn't grown locally.
So has the retail? I'm going to ask a dumb question here, but
yeah. Okay. Are you asking whether they're going to be head shops?
Yeah. Are the retail shops then ahead of a pace than the manufacturing for Great Barrington?
Well, there aren't any retail shops. You know, wellness theory. Wellness, the medical marijuana, is a licensed facility for medical marijuana. But we're talking about what the selectmen are arguing about is whether there can be where retail operations and the manufacturing so-called facilities can be. That's where they're where the zoning where the issue of zoning and siting is being fought at the town level. Basically, the selectmen are saying that, you know, this is a bigger concern to people than simply a matter of the you know, whether it's the plot size and the use. It has to do. It's more of a social concern that people have, and it therefore the select board has a wider purview than the simple planning board, which just deals with zoning regulations.
All right.
We'll see.
Okay, let's move on to the lieutenant governor. Monterey gave the lieutenant governor an earful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the problem is that in Monterey, and as well as in other rural Berkshire towns, there is no internet that is, you know, you can have dial-up, but that is quite insufficient for most uses now. And the question is how to get the internet to the access to the internet for to broadband internet. And what the town of Monterey is charging is that the state is offering is partnering with in order to get the so-called last mile is partnering with the big boys in the industry who are jacking up the cost and also not dealing fairly with small rural towns. And so they gave, as the lieutenant governor was touring, she got an earful from the town of Monterey officials. So that's, and other towns, too, over this very issue.
Well, you know, the odd thing is that, you know, the former governor of Massachusetts brought high-speed internet to every town in western Massachusetts. And so it comes into, you know, either the police station or the library or the town hall. But the issue is how to get it out of there to the homes, what they called last mile.
Right.
Some of the local towns in the Berkshires have actually built their own system. I mean, they've raised money from their own taxpayers and citizens and hired their own construction company and are operating their own systems. It seems that Time Warner and Verizon are not interested in small towns. It's too expensive for too few users because there are long distances between homes. But they don't want anybody else to do it either because the idea, you know, the model of a local town operating its own internet is, you know, threatening to their own business model. So they don't want us to do it, but they don't want the towns to do it. And so the criticism is that our governor Charlie Baker is too cozy with the likes of Verizon and Time Warner, and the towns are left with really no viable option. And I know realtors who have told me that, you know, they have houses for sale in these small towns, and no one will even look at them. They're, you cannot sell your house if you don't have decent internet.
Yeah,
this is not a luxury. This is a necessity, and your property is worthless.
If you
don't have internet.
It's interesting because years ago Comcast took over for AT&T and they did expand their facilities, and we do have really amazing internet service from Comcast if you get Comcast, and Comcast has spread out to a lot of areas, but what the plan around here is the same thing, where the state would provide these high-speed internet connections, and then there's government low and private infrastructure that would have to go with it. But really, what I recommended to people around here is that 4G service is so spectacular now. I mean, really spectacular. That if there were more cell towers that could carry the 4G service, where people could get actually great internet service, that is also a way to go about it. But you're absolutely right. An area will die. People will not move there anymore unless there is internet service. It's absolutely true.
And this is not just a question of being able to stream your movies on the weekend.
It's work. It's work.
Communication. But it is interesting, because when I first came up here, you know, getting cable was kind of a joke. Cable. And you know, it was just considered sort of an extra. And now you cannot treat internet as though it's an extra.
No. And, no, it's like electricity. And, you know, yes, it is. It's like, as David said, it's like, you know, the old time electrification. I mean, you know, it's a requirement. Listen, I'm in New York for a few days, and my internet went out last night, and I called Time Warner, and, you know, they claim that there's an outage that's affecting my area. I am desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite sure that it's back up, you know, fully, but I'm trying to work and do research, and I can't download documents and things, and, you know, I can't work. And it's not just that I run an online newspaper, but this is the whole world now. I mean, we are completely dependent on these electronic facilities.
Right, and we
have about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
So we're only not even halfway through what we planned to talk about. No, that's okay. I want to go to something that's equally as important, and that is regional transit.
Oh yeah. The state is providing, it looks like. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. This BRTA is our Berkshire Regional Transit Authority, runs a network of bus routes for people that don't have cars or prefer not to drive. And its funding is once again being cut in Governor Charlie Baker's budget. And if the legislature, hopefully the legislature will increase the amount of money allotted to these regional transit authorities, but it means that the routes in Berkshire County are going to be cut back, and the fares will increase. And you know, I know the towns in southern Berkshire County are really worried about this, and the town manager in Great Barrington is outraged that this public service upon which many people depend will be even made even less accessible. So, you know, I don't know what it is in this country about us. We just don't get public transportation. You know, it's one of our failings.
Well, there's not enough voters to make a difference. That's what the problem is.
But it's really, it is odd. You're absolutely right. Because I was thinking about that yesterday on the way into the city going, you know, we just really don't have this one down.
No. I mean, if you take Metro North, you really know that.
But just
as a country, we don't see public transportation as a, you know, a public benefit, you know, that we all should contribute to, because it benefits us all and is convenient and is, you know, besides that, is environmentally,
more responsible.
Yeah. Right. So I don't know what it is. I think we're just enthralled to the automobile. I think that's
what it is. We only have 3 minutes left, and I want to get to the Berkshire High School stories.
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh yeah. Well, one of our writers Sheila Clary, is pointing out that in some of the two of the high schools, what we use is known as vocational education is making a comeback, and carpentry. There's a very active carpentry program that is just the tip of the iceberg of classes that will offer students in high school a real skill. And one of the things that we're, believe it or not, we're missing here in Great Barrington, in Southern Berkshire and in Great Barrington, is a lot of a skilled workforce. That's what these schools are instituting. It's really interesting. It's sort of back to the future, there's a very active carpentry program at Great Barrington's Berkshire Hills Regional High School and in Lee. So I think that's an interesting development here that's been sort of happening under the radar,
All right. Well, we only have about a minute left. So what do you want to talk about in that final minute?
This is in North County, five cultural institutions: Mass MoCo, Williams College, Museum of Art, the Clark Art Museum, Williamstown Theater Festival, and the Bennington Museum in Bennington, Vermont, just north of Williamstown, have gotten together at a kind of collaborative where you can buy tickets to all of them, and they're having coordinating their exhibits and calling it Art Country. So it's an interesting a variety of cultural experiences that you can have at all of these institutions, and they're kind of marketing together as a package. So you can go, you can get discounts to all of those institutions, and these are really world-class institutions. So I urge people to, if they're interested in art and in performances, because there are performances at Williams Theater Festival, but also at Mass MoCo, which are quite extraordinary. In fact, Mass MoCo is worth a whole day just spending there. You can't possibly see everything. It's amazing.
All right. Well, we are plumb out of time.
Are we out of time?
That's what happens.
We are out of time.
Well, wait a minute. We have another item.
Well,
that's the sad thing about radio. We'll talk to you next. That's the great thing about next week.
Let's tease that. The Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com, theberkshireedge.com. You'll find all the articles.
And more.
Right, that's right, and more.
All right, guys, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks,
bye.
That is This Week in the Berkshire Edge here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, we air it every week, and it's also up on our on-demand page at robinhoodradio.com. Click on the Berkshire Edge on air.